Welcome to episode 66 of Game Over Nation. I am Javi Rodriguez, your host. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hello, everybody.
Gabe Philbin.
You know how disappointed I am right now that we didn't do the Star Wars episode for 66?
We kind of did. Wait.
Like, this is 66.
Okay.
And the most famous line in Star Wars history is, "Execute order, 66.
Wait,
oh, that's
wait.
The most famous?
Wait.
It's the most famous.
Wait.
The most famous. Not I'm your father.
Wait, Gabe.
Yes.
Go
yes.
Fuck yourself.
Oh, yeah, do that. Do that.
That,
go lay down in traffic. I'll run you over myself.
Do that too.
Vroom, vroom.
Mm-hmm. That's Order 66.
Lay run down in you. Traffic.
Order 60 dicks.
Good God.
Oh, no.
Dylan Roush, everyone.
Oh, man, can't wait for the graphic on that joke in the video.
You know, I'm already missing Google Plus. I want my sound effect.
Well, it's a necessary evil to not have them, so.
But they're so cool.
Oh, I can open them, Gabe, and just with myself in the chat window.
He just starts laughing randomly. Oh, man, I totally zinged you on that one, guys.
Who's picking up Halo at midnight?
Midnight? No.
I want
I'm
to.
Getting it so close to the end of the day because no one delivers to my house until like 8 p.m. That's
yeah,
stupid.
It'll be here by the time I get off work tomorrow, but like there's such a big part of me that just wants to go to Walmart and just grab it at midnight. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know though.
I'm wondering if Foz has a billion packages. I don't know, like, if he just went on Amazon and was like, buy, and then went to Florida and was like, well, it'll all be here when I get back. But there's so many packages here, I hope one of them is Halo.
How? How would it be Halo?
Because you can do day one shipping. He has Amazon
Prime.
Yeah,
but it's not,
well,
that would
it's
be
not
tomorrow.
There now.
Obviously
been up for
here
a
was,
really
here
long
was my
time.
Idea. I was like, I pre-ordered the special edition, the limited edition or whatever, and so I was like, I've been wanting to get, I'm probably going to get my dad Halo 4 for Christmas, and I was like, I can go to Walmart and buy it and then give him that copy for Christmas, already opened.
Just like, I just wanted to make sure it was in there, Dad.
But yeah, just be real careful with the sticker and just
no,
kind of
like
peel
boot
it off,
saran wrap
play
it.
The game, and yeah, and then like just find someone that, I know people with the shrink wrapping stuff, just put it back on there.
You know people with
yeah.
it? Like, it's a special commodity?
Yeah, well, I've seen people, like, they had that thing that, similar to what they used to have at, like, Blockbuster. It's essentially just, like, a fancy blow dryer.
Oh, they have a shrink wrapping station
yeah.
ready at all times?
They actually did, yeah.
Keep a shrink wrapping room?
Yes.
Ryan just has a guy.
Yeah, I got a shrink wrap guy.
He has a guy. Huh.
Yes, but I don't know if I'll do that. We'll see.
So I guess the biggest topic this week is that Halo 4 comes out, and it's gotten amazing reviews.
Holy Jesus.
Everywhere.
People fucking love this game.
here's the thing. Like, I don't want to be a buzzkill, but...
But I'm going to be a buzzkill.
I remember Halo 3 getting crazy good reviews, and I thought Halo 3 was kind of boring. I'm not saying this is going to be boring. I actually really think this is going to be like the first exciting. Well, this is retarded. I was going to say the first exciting Halo since Reach, which was the last.
Yeah,
one.
You remember when me and you tried to play Reach co-op and I fell asleep on your couch?
I like Reach.
Was that Reach? I love Reach. Yeah, but you had been up forever. You were on the.
I'm always
schedule.
Up forever.
That's. Yeah, but that's not representative of that game's quality. That game's great.
I always fall.
Reach? Yeah, really
the latter half is better than the first half. I'll give you that.
That's good to know. Yes. Yeah. God damn, I fell asleep.
Dylan don't like falling
Halo's
asleep.
Halo's never, if you ask me, it's never, ever as compelling when you play co-op.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's, definitely not.
It's kind of like a party. Like, co-op's just like, eh, let's play together, whatever, shoot stuff.
Yeah, actually, I think tomorrow night, if I get it, like, it's definitely going to be, like, no Skype, no chat party, just fire it up and by myself. You're just gonna do it by yourself.
I'm gonna text you and spoil it. You better not. You better not.
You should just text him and
Master Chief's an elite.
He is actually.
His name is John.
The series is actually Hula 4, and Master Chief is a hula dancer.
It's just spoilers.
The game exclusive. Ends in Hawaii
with Master Chief hula dancing. Yeah.
We gotta Photoshop Hula 4. Make that the cover photo for this.
I like playing co-op though. It's fun.
I like doing that, but I want to go through it once by myself.
I don't care about the story in Halo games. I like the environment.
An ancient evil awakens.
I think the story is like, I don't know, one of the more, the story in the game is one of the more like overblown aspects of Halo. Like,
well, they just don't do a good job of telling it in the game, but the universe is awesome. Well, there's so much cool shit.
Bungie didn't do a good job. Let's hope that 343, and it looks like 343 really is stepping that shit up. Like, yeah. I watched the prologue video, pre-rendered prologue thing about the Spartans.
Forward Unto Dawn or something?
So good.
Is that it?
No. It's like this CG, like, I think it looks like it just plays before the game starts, but it's just called like Halo 4 Prologue, and it's some guy in the shadows is interviewing or interrogating the woman that created the Spartans. I can't remember her name.
Halsey. But, Dr. Halsey.
Yeah. And, you know, they're just asking her, you know, like, if she feels guilt for, like, the reason she created the Spartans was, like, to dominate humanity. And then the Covenant just happened to attack, and it was just convenient that they existed. And she's just, like, kind of insane. And, like, then he mentions Master Chief, and she's like, why are you bringing John into this? I don't know, it's just, like, really interesting. There's, like, there's story going on there, and it's interesting, you know? You know, nothing against Bungie, but I think Bungie, they have their strengths and they have their weaknesses, and I think storytelling is one of the weaknesses.
Well, you know, the trilogy for them almost happened on accident, it seems like. Like they came in and made a, you know, it was their job to make the killer app for the Xbox, and they made this badass shooter. I don't know that they anticipated the success that it had, though. And then having to go back and build a story around it, you know.
I think that's almost inaccurate too. The like that they were hired to make a killer.
Oh yeah, as soon as I said it, I was like, well, is that even true? They kind of
no, because I had my brother had a subscription to EGM. Mm-hmm. And I vividly remember, like, oh man, looking at all the GameCube stuff, and then, oh, here's the Xbox games.
Yeah.
And, like, stuff like, God, I can't even remember. Like, I want to say, like, fucking Cameo and Perfect Dark Zero, that stuff got giant, like, three-page
spreads. And what do you know?
Yeah. And then Halo Combat Evolved had this tiny little thumbnail, like, oh, this is a futuristic shooter. And
yeah, I guess maybe. It did really happen kind of on accident.
And Perfect Dark Zero.
It came out and it was
ass.
Really good, and because what?
I said Perfect Dark Zero sucked ass.
Oh yeah, that
actually,
was that
Perfect Dark Zero was a 360 game, yeah. So that's totally the wrong era. My bad. But Halo was like a little cliff note.
Yeah, well,
the
even the cover of the original
just came out and blew up.
Even the cover, like the box art of the original Halo, looked really like generic and
it
stupid.
So
like,
it's cartoony,
it's
and
like
it
one of
looks
those
like
$10 PC games you can find in the grocery store.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Even the logo looked like that, and then it just blew up. And it was, I just remember being in college and, like, hearing these people talking about this Halo game. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Imagine the first they time had a hula dancer on it.
That's what I thought was happening.
But I mean, that's, you know, we've seen that happen this generation with stuff like Minecraft. You know, Halo 1 had no marketing campaign. There was no fucking gamer-fueled Mountain Dew with that, and it was a huge success. It was just because it was so fucking good.
Yeah.
You know? And people talked about it, and yeah.
Yeah, and, well, now they've got both behind them, because I still think this is going to be a really good game. Plus, they got Doritos and Mountain Dew.
Ryan, did you get the special edition with the Mountain Dew and Doritos?
See, I don't know what all comes in what I ordered. I didn't see that and part of the picture from the order that I placed, but who knows?
I saw his Pizza Hut had a stuffed crust pizza. And I was like, oh man, I totally want the Halo 4 stuffed crust pizza, TM.
TM. But I'm excited.
I got some Red Baron pizzas and popcorn and shit with my copy of Avengers on Blu-ray.
TM.
And I will.
TM. I'm not excited for pizza. I'm excited for Halo 4. Because, like Javi said, I want to see how the 343 handles storytelling. Because Halo 3's story wasn't really, like, I couldn't tell you where it takes place. Maybe I'm stupid.
Yeah, but like you guys all, like I asked you, and you guys are like, yeah, Forerunners were always part of the Halo universe and blah 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 since the first one. And I'm like, what? I remember the Flood, I remember Covenant, and I remember a big Halo.
Yeah,
and some ships called Dawn or whatever. And like, I don't remember ever hearing or seeing weird Tron men and.
We never knew what Forerunners looked like, but
yeah, they were definitely mentioned in the first game.
Yeah, they're always mentioned.
And you start to get the impression that, like, they hint at them being humans by, you know, the fact that only humans can activate things, and the Covenant needed them to activate activate the Halo because they couldn't do it because they weren't humans.
Oh God, human aliens is going to be fucking Prometheus all over again.
Except with a better story?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Because Jesus Christ, Prometheus.
Only time will tell.
Prometheus just made me angry after I watched that.
It's so frustrating.
After, especially kinda like seeing Halo's how story. Much was cut from that, just to, like, for, I guess, flowing the movie along. And then you get plot holes and shit. And it's like, why?
What if? But which is like your favorite Halo game of all of them?
Who?
I think he's asking all of us.
Yeah.
I probably had the most fun. I'd probably either say that I had the most fun, like, if you took the whole package, not just, like, the story or the single player, like, I probably had the most fun with either the first one or ODST. Because, man,
really?
We played the shit out of Firefight on ODST, man. Like,
yeah,
me and
Firefight
my friends,
was a lot of fun.
We played a lot of that. But I think, well, also, I thought the story in ODST was cool. But you know, you can say the same about Reach, so I don't know. But like, yeah, total package, I'd probably say the first one or ODST.
I don't think the first one really holds up that well.
Well, I don't think
probably
it holds up that well.
I love the environments in those games, but in the first one, it's so hard to like figure out where you're supposed to go.
Yeah, you just need the game to handhold and point you in the direction.
That's not what I'm saying.
I think it is, Gabe.
Fuck me. Yeah, I suck.
Talking about Halo 1?
Sucks.
We're giving Gabe a hard time.
It always had a little fucking blue marker. Like, walk to this blue marker.
I didn't have that.
It did,
I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
And as
I remember
closer,
that in
the number got smaller.
I remember that in when you're driving the Warthog. Like,
yeah.
When you're just walking
around.
It had it when you needed it.
Yeah, and the levels where you weren't in the Warthog were linear. Linear.
I remember the silent cartographer being like the fucking coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
That was the best mission.
What's everyone else's favorite stuff?
I am weird in this, and I say Halo 2.
Okay.
You're crazy. That's the worst one.
I love Halo 2.
You don't finish the fight,
though. If you're talking multiplayer, then I've heard that a lot, but...
No, I think Halo 2, like... When I first played that game and it was like, oh my god, I'm an elite now? It's like, holy shit, that was cool. I love that. It gives such...
Like...
It's such like an interesting alternative perspective. It's like a fighting on both sides, but then the elite, like the whole elite, I don't know, like order, whatever the fuck kind of groups they're in. The elite class
book
just kind of like fell apart from the Covenant. And, I thought that was just really cool to be a part of and witness it.
Yeah.
And then they completely ditched it all in Halo 3. Thanks.
Yeah, that was
assholes.
Weird.
Mine.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
What do you mean by completely ditched it all?
I was like every interesting story aspect with the elites and all those like intriguing world that you're being introduced to was just completely abandoned.
Yeah, they're like fucking forget it.
Yeah, they made the brutes like really front and center and kind of.
Yeah, because I don't like the brutes. They can't really carry.
Yeah, like, no, they don't. They aren't. They're definitely not as compelling as the elites were.
Yeah.
Or Tartarus.
It's like a fucking
Halo
King 1. Dedede with a lot more hair.
I think Halo 1 will almost always be my favorite. I mean, 4 might be fucking amazing, so that might change very soon. I like Reach a lot because it's a tribute to 1. You know, like so much of it is like a reimagining of levels from the first game.
Yeah.
Has the little sniper level at nighttime, and it has the beach, you know, and I don't know, there's just so much stuff that just reminds me. And then they brought back the assault rifle, thank God.
That thing?
I love that thing. That's vintage Halo, man. It's not Halo without it. And so it was great to see it back.
Oh.
I got it down to a fucking science how many bullets needed to hit someone before you can melee them.
Yeah, 30.
Them. Like, oh, I was the most efficient. 3, no.
However big the magazine is.
That's how many.
That's how many.
Nope. You just
The assault rifle in Halo 1 was a lot of fun because it was like the pistol. It was just like crazy. It was so good. But then Halo 2, they took it out and replaced it with, the battle rifle? I remember that was controversial.
Wait, the assault rifle in Halo 1 was like the pistol?
No. It's like it was like the pistol in the sense that it's like just crazy. I love that thing. It was so good. It's like the power glove.
What's wrong with you?
It's so bad. Yeah, Halo 1's great. I mean, obviously, it's got lots of parts that have issues. Mm. You know, notoriously, the library.
Oh, the library.
Things. But I really love when the Covenant wake up. Like the Flood,
really?
Wake up. It's like, oh shit! And all of a sudden, your shotgun's your best friend. Your shotgun was like not really that useful
until
before, and then all of a sudden, stuff's in your face, and it's cool. I love it.
Yeah,
the Flood.
I can't remember the Flood in Halo 2. They didn't come in. Flood's never around until
the very
end.
I remember them like falling on you in that elevator when you had a laser gun that was stupid and clunky.
The Spartan laser?
I hated Halo 2.
Wait, no, the Spartan laser wasn't
Halo 2.
You're like
in an elevator, and you have a red laser, and you're like, pew pew.
Yeah, you pull them off those things that float around and shoot lasers at you.
So I know it. I know it.
Yeah, the
Sentinel. Oh, Sentinel Beam, Sentinel Beam. Yeah, Sentinel Beam.
Those were stupid.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Well, also, like, the Flood were something that were kind of like, I mean, I guess Halo 1, it was a big surprise because no one knew anything about Halo 1. Like, there was no one was going to spoil it because no one cared about it until it was out and everyone played it, you know?
Mm.
So that was kind of a cool discovery. Mm.
And
like,
then,
I even had my friends who didn't talk
that,
about
no
it
because,
like, I played it after it had been out for a while. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Now that I think about it, other than Halo 1, I don't really care for the numbered Halos. I like ODST a lot because it was like trying something a little different, kind of a crime. Because
Nathan Fillion's in Firefly, Joss Whedon for president.
Fuck, get off his dick! Yeah.
And then Reach was pretty
awesome.
You
know, I know you say you don't care for the numbered ones, but I just distinctly remember the game we played most at your house was number 3.
When did we play? Because I didn't even have Xbox Live.
Your
you
brother,
mean, like,
brought that shit over. Or, I mean, your brother's friends had kept bringing that shit over. And we
we'd play three multiplayer. Oh, yeah. But I'd play one multiplayer to death.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, that was when I had the Xbox and I brought it over.
I was really... You brought your 360 over to play
Halo
3.
I didn't have a 360. I brought my Xbox over to play the first one. And that's and we used to do a system link like between your house.
I was never very good at Halo 3 multiplayer. Like, I was okay, I guess. But Halo 1, I was really fucking good. I love that first game.
My skill at Halo all depends on if I'm playing with my friend Kyle or not. If I'm playing with Kyle, I'm terrible because he's too good. Like, he just kills everyone before I can do anything. If I'm not playing with Kyle, I'm fine.
That all changes tonight.
Just
Kyle's gonna be like, "What did 343 do? It's slightly different." You're gonna be like, "This is perfect. It's like Uncharted 3." And then Ryan will be like, "No." Oh, these characters move way too smoothly. Max, please.
This game's just too cool.
It's too good. I hate it.
Just because I don't like the way your Uncharted game moves. Your little game.
My little game. Wait, that's cute.
That's adorable.
But
your cute little adventure hat.
Yeah, let's talk about the more... probably the more important aspect of Halo games, and it's multiplayer. Like, which...
Multiplayer.
Which one? I think Reach probably has the best multiplayer, because it just had all the time to learn from, like, each of the past
games. Well, I mean, it's just... Yeah. Yeah, I guess that wasn't... Was that its own new multiplayer, Reach?
Reach?
No, it was
Halo 3 is just built on. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
But it just kept expanding every time something came out. Yeah.
You know what had the best multiplayer?
Or wait.
The PC version of the first game.
You know what? I
no, Reach
wrong.
Did have its own because it introduced...
Reach
own,
yeah. Yeah,
it
was, Reach introduced yeah. the fucking classes.
It was the anniversary edition.
It was ODST had the Halo 3
multiplayer. Yeah, yeah, that. Yeah, that's right. The anniversary edition just
The anniversary
used
edition
Reach's.
Was Reach's multiplayer, but with Halo 1 maps. Or some Halo 1 maps.
Yeah.
You know what sucks? Halo 4 got rid of Firefight, but they replaced
with Spartan
it with, like,
Ops,
some, like,
which yeah, I with, can't, yeah. I can't, like, really talk about, because I don't know much about it, other than it's kind of co-op stuff.
It's, every week, you get a new mission to do.
And it sounds like it could be really cool, and I'm so excited.
It smells a lot like Call of Duty's Spec Ops thing, which is not bad, that's a good thing. Dylan was saying he was looking at the multiplayer, and I guess you choose your weapon loadout now and perks and shit, and you have like you even have killstreak things.
Yeah,
they were called really
ordnance packs or some shit.
Yeah.
And I was like,
ice.
I don't care.
I mean, it sucks that like it's. I mean, I don't know. From this outside perspective. It's unfortunate that Halo's kind of losing its identity of being different from Call of Duty, but the reviews all fucking love the multiplayer, so I'm sure it'll be great, but yeah, it does suck that it's becoming more like everything.
Yeah,
you know, instead of standing on its own.
The main thing I don't like, this is kind of stupid, tiny thing, but the whole sprinting for everyone, I don't like that. I don't like that.
I love
that. I think that's a good idea.
What kind of super soldier can't fucking run?
Yeah.
I thought in Reach it was like, you can if you want, but then you have to sacrifice having something else. I thought Reach did it really well. Halo was fine without fucking sprinting.
Was it, though?
It was.
I would have. There were so many times where I was like, man, I wish I could go faster.
But you just gotta walk. You're a 7 foot tall.
You're
walking
a walking
machine.
Mech. that's what we need next in Mech Warriors, sprinting.
Yeah, it's called being a Jenner and then running into people.
Yeah.
And they took that out, so MechWarrior is now the stupidest game ever made.
Whatever.
Stupidest game ever made. But
totally.
I can't wait for tomorrow. Mainly for two reasons. More politics and Halo 4.
Wait, what?
It's like Christmas.
It's like Christmas came early with, like, its little tiny Christmas son, and was like, "My son! My son! Why? No one's gonna get that."
Well, you're just gonna inter-slice that dude from the trailer.
That was from Amazing Spider-Man.
Thank you, Spider-Man.
Thanks, Amazing Spider-Man, for being the movie that Hobby
that
and I defended forever and was a piece of fucking shit. Thanks a lot for that. Comes out in...
It has its moments.
Yeah, its moments, but it's still a piece of shit.
It has its moments.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
Wonderful!
You tell him, Gabe.
Tell him. Alright. Should we hop into a little...
About the Halos?
Let's get in touch with our listeners on the Halos.
Hello.
Hi, listeners.
Hey, listener, listen to me. Thank you.
Alright, so on Twitter, prototype 0115S, where's his first question? What is your favorite Halo map?
Hang 'em high!
Hey, Ryan, what's that map in the first game? Where it was a large map and it was interior, and it had this like field of like gray stones that were set.
Oh
like
no,
a
I know exactly. I know what you're talking.
Hang 'em
about.
High.
No, it's not Hang 'em High.
No, Hang 'em High was relatively small, just vertical. I don't know which one you're talking about.
I know which one he's talking about. It's like there
was it Tombstone?
Like three or Tombstone. I think that's it. That sounds so right.
Wait, describe it one more time?
It was just an interior room. It was really gray, and it had a tower in each corner of the map. And in the middle, there was all these, like, gray pillars that were only about twice as tall as you, but they were set up in, like, a checkerboard pattern.
Yeah.
Huh.
And it had a couple tunnels going around it, but, yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly which one Dylan's
I kind of know what
about.
You're talking about with the... Can see the checkerboard pattern thing, but yeah, I don't.
You could snipe across the entire map with a pistol, and it was the shit.
I just looked it up, and I think it is Tombstone. Yes, it is.
Yeah. I mean, Coagulation kind of has to be mentioned. That was like the party map. Whenever you go over to someone's.
Party map!
Whenever you go over to someone's house, that's
the
fucking
map.
Oh, no,
actually, it was called Hang 'em High. Hang 'em High in the first game.
Hang 'em.
Oh, it was.
Huh.
Told I just didn't remember
it being
in
that the second
big,
game,
though.
In the second game, well, it's fairly large. It's large enough for, like, sniper shit. But in Halo 2, it was called Hang 'em High, Tombstone.
Mm.
Yeah, but it was also released late, too.
Yeah,
it wasn't with the original. Yeah, and I guess Coagulation was there from the beginning, though, wasn't it?
Yes.
Blood Gulch, yeah.
And there was one map I remember that was really fun in the third game that was, like, an underground cave. That was really
in the
big.
The third game?
It might have been the third game. Maybe it was the second game.
Yeah,
there's
so
Halo
many
3,
fucking maps
played...
in Halo.
Yeah.
I remember the one amount. I hate is Snowbound. No one likes Snowbound.
No one likes the big ones.
Yeah, sometimes
the
those would get...
The big ones are people love. Like Coagulation, Blood Gulch.
Hang 'em High, Hang 'em High was still always my favorite.
I think my favorite's Lockout. I think that's what it's called. Yeah, Lockout, and then in Halo 3 it was Blackout. And that's like the snowy one.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like bottomless.
Yeah.
I love that one.
I also in ODST there was one map that was if you did it at night and it was like in the city, I don't remember what the map was called, but man, that one was freaking awesome. Let's see if I can find the name of it.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. My friends and I always played cat and mouse on that one.
Ah.
Or not cat and mouse, hide and seek. Cat and mouse was on the big one.
Right. Well, no, I'm talking about, this was a
Halo
firefight 2 map.
Oh, firefight. Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay, I'm stupid. Sorry. I'm stupid, everyone.
Yeah.
Fuck, what's I don't your know favorite what map, map it was.
What's your favorite map, Javi?
What's my favorite map? I don't know. I'm boring. I liked Hang'em High a lot. I think I only really played two maps or two or three maps. So I liked Hang'em High, I liked Blood Gulch, and what was that one, Dylan, with the fucking portals? It was just like a bunch of hallways, and it had like it was like very gray, and then it had like the construction stripes, the yellow and black stripes around the doors.
It was basically just that long
hallway.
Running
in circles, going through it.
Oh, you mean the one was just a bunch of portals? Yeah, I don't remember what it was called.
Yeah.
I hated that one.
That one was funny.
Yeah.
That one was so funny. Me and Dylan would just run around with shotguns, and then the second we'd see someone just pop up in front of us, we'd be like, ah! Just start firing like idiots.
You know, the funny thing is there's... Go ahead.
Nah, I don't remember which one it was. It was on the set.
The thing is, there's so many Halo maps now, like, I can't remember which ones were in what games, like...
Shout out to Griffball.
Well, it's literally been like 7 years since I last played a Halo game.
Right. And now I don't remember if it was ODST's firefight, or I think it was, or if it was Reach's firefight, but there was one map where there was like a, it was like in a jungle environment, kind of looked like it. And then in the middle there was a building, and that's kind of where everyone spawned. And then, it had the choppers, the little motorcycle-looking things, and I got really good at just hopping on one of those and driving around and running everything over while my friends sat back and sniped and shot. Like, I had so many road kills. Like, it was awesome.
I remember Ivory Tower in the second game I was a pretty big fan of.
Yeah, that one. With, and then the they redid the palm trees. In Reach. Yeah, they redid that in Reach. What was it in Reach? God. This is a problem. There are too many fucking maps.
Yeah, I know.
There are.
Oh, I can't remember. Yeah.
What is the map with the giant spinning wheel in the middle? It was from Halo 2.
I know exactly which one you're talking about. I always play...
The one with the beach on one side and then the little bunker on the other.
Wait, the beach on one side?
Yeah,
it was a beach on one side of that giant spinning wheel.
Oh, that one was super, super popular. Yeah, what was it called?
God, there's so many good ones.
Yeah, I really did like that one, but I can't remember what it was called.
Can they
now.
All be in Halo 4, please?
That was a Halo 3 map.
No, it was,
Halo
2 first.
Map.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Beaver Creek was great.
Well, I know it was in Halo 3.
Yeah, it was in Halo 3. I'm pretty sure it was.
It was Zanzibar.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
And the other one I liked was Waterworks, because that was the one I would launch myself up into the roof of the cavern and just kind of like just take pot shots at people. Fuckers. Beaver Creek was great because that one was really small, and the small
ones. Whenever you're at a friend's house, it's
what's up.
Only four. Whenever you're playing at like a friend's house, you only have four people usually, not like a giant ass LAN party. So you have four people. You don't want to do a fucking giant ass map. And Beaver Creek is always beautiful. Well, Prototype asks us something off topic. Next question: will you vote tomorrow? I'm going to vote.
I already voted, actually.
I did not register in time.
I am...
You didn't...
I'm voting tomorrow
You're
morning.
You're 30 years old, Ryan. You're not registered to vote.
I just haven't...
Yeah, how the hell are you not registered? Have you not voted?
Well, I don't even live... I don't live where I used to live, either. Like, it changes when you move around. Like, yeah.
Come on, Ryan.
Yeah, I remember seeing the thing, like, register today, this last day to register, and I was like, oh, shit, I need to do that. And then it was the next day, and I was like, fuck! It really doesn't matter in Texas, dog. Like, there's no way that it's going to be...
If the world blows up tomorrow, it's
your
fault.
I voted, and I live in fucking Utah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always vote.
All right. Next up, we have McAnus. Writing in and say, do you think multiplayer helped catapult Halo to being a huge hit when it launched? Do you guys think if it was released midway through the Xbox cycle, it would have gotten lost in the shuffle as well?
The shuffle of what?
I don't know.
Yeah, right? That Xbox had nothing going for it.
It had KOTOR and KOTOR 2, and a couple of really solid titles, but nothing that was really stand out. Halo was the one that stood out. It doesn't matter what part of the life cycle it was in. It was huge.
Fusion Frenzy changed
everything. That game, I fucking hate that game.
But
it had bumper balls.
I think everything about Halo made it sell on Xbox. Like I think the campaign,
sold, I think
the
it
multiplayer.
Sold because of the multiplayer. Mostly because
look,
everyone was like, oh man, you remember GoldenEye, how fun it was with four of us in a room?
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it. Here's the thing. First-person shooters were a PC market.
Hell yeah, I was big into Unreal at the time.
Yeah, okay, so, like, GoldenEye was like, oh, shit, this is, no one's ever, like, people that, like, me when I was a kid, I didn't have a computer, you know, that shit was crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know games could be played on those. Anyways, so, like, seeing a first-person game at all was, like, weird and new and crazy to me. And so, like, and that GoldenEye was the first step into that, into that new world. And Turok, you know, games like Turok and all that just kind of, you know, shuffled along, but they weren't like another step forward. And I argue that Halo 1 was the first game to like nail it this is how first-person shooters will be from now on, and we're the first ones to do it. So
no, that's
well.
I would definitely agree with that. Like, yeah. GoldenEye made it feasible, but Halo made it good, like really good, you know. the controls were nailed, the multiplayer was awesome. It just felt so, like, right.
Like you know how like these kind of franchises always go through like the industry, you know, usually like scoffs at these kind of franchises when they become so successful. You know, people do it all the time with Call of Duty. I think people did it with Halo at some point, like maybe after 3 came out or something. But like, you know, people are like, Halo, why is that so popular? And I would always be like, dude, show some respect, because that game is or that franchise is so important to the industry. Or at least the first one. It was a momentum shift. And it's Halo 1 is the reason the FPS is the monster it is right now.
Absolutely.
Godspeed, Master Chief. Well,
I got Halo when I was a kid for the campaign, because, I mean, that's probably what I was going to... I usually would go to people's houses more often than I had people at mine, so I wanted something to play by myself. Because it was either that or fucking Blinks the Time Cat, so...
Fuck yeah!
Shout out to my boy Blinks.
Who the hell buys their poor kid a fucking Xbox One? Right? Like, get your kid a GameCube or a PS2. I don't see the other than Halo. Why would you buy an Xbox for your kid?
Well, if it's anything like my household, it's because my dad also wanted to play it. That's how, I'm pretty sure that's how we ended up with an NES to begin with. Back in the day.
Your dad wanted an excuse to buy an entire mech console.
Yes.
And plug it in.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, if only my son was born a robot.
My son. My son.
My
Why
son.
Why are you not a robot? And as we're on the topic of making fun of that fucking shitty Spider-Man movie, briefly, let's just answer this. Prototype asked, what are your thoughts on Electro in Amazing Spider-Man 2, who is rumored to be played by Jamie Foxx?
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx?
I
fucking hate Jamie Foxx.
I think those
Dude, you didn't like Stealth?
No!
No!
Like, what?
The only movie
you don't
I like
go over
him
to
in
his
is
place,
fucking Collateral.
Like that awesome song.
Literally, the only movie I like him in is Collateral.
Not Ray. Ray's awesome.
I wasn't a big fan of Ray, but I'm not a huge fan of like biopics and shit.
Hmm.
So
he's in Django Unchained. We can see how that goes.
True.
But I mean, his magnum opus is definitely Stealth, without a doubt.
Fuck off.
And that's all we got for Twitter and Facebook.
I don't get to talk about Electro.
Talk about Electro, Spider-Wuss.
Go ahead. Spit that shit.
Look, Electro could be cool, but then they announced they didn't announce it. Jamie Foxx said that he's dressed as Electro for Halloween. At first glance, you're like, oh, well, he just dressed as Electro for Halloween. But then you really think about it, you're like, why the fuck would Jamie Foxx dress as this obscure Spider-Man villain for Halloween? And then there's all these rumors that he's playing it. Fuck, he got the job. Damn it. Jamie Foxx is going to be Electro. That's not promising. But
with the way that first movie seems like it chose its director, they probably chose Jamie Foxx as Electro because they read, oh, he's in Electro for Halloween, let's fucking get him.
He was in
he's
what?
He's dressed as Electro for Halloween, let's fucking get him for the movie. Because, I mean, the first movie had Sam Webb.
Mark Webb, come
fuck
on.
Fuck me, right? Yeah.
I won't.
Hey, Mark Webb's alright.
Yeah, he's alright, but not for fucking Spider-Man.
I don't think... The movie looked great. Like, it looked like a fucking movie, which is more than Sam Raimi did.
Yeah, fuck you, Sam Raimi. Dragon in Hell is really disappointing.
There you Dick. Go. Spider-Man 3 was really disappointing.
Oh my god, Spider-Man 3 fucking sucked.
Spider-Man 1 is the best.
You fucking bitch.
Spider-Man! Okay,
Spider-Man.
Whatever.
I'm going to buy that movie on Blu-ray day one.
Wait. I don't get to say what I think of Electro in Spider-Man?
Hey, Javi gets to talk
who
about
the
Spider-Man.
Fuck is
Can
Electro?
I talk about James Bond?
Who is Electro?
Yeah, we all get our little soapbox. I said Joss Whedon for president.
He's a man in a green unitard with a yellow thunderbolt on his forehead. I'm not joking.
Two thumbs up. A plus.
I actually was hoping they'd have Kraven in one of these, but whatever.
I want to see Morbius. Why don't they cash in on this vampire craze? Give me some Morbius.
I don't know.
They probably want to keep themselves as far away from Twilight as possible.
I want Kraven.
But Morbius is fucking awesome.
And Mysterio. Kraven and Mysterio.
He's no Electro.
Rey Mysterio.
Instead we get boring ass Shocker. Cool. Mysterio would have been fucking awesome.
Electro. Electro does
so confusing. Fuck off, yeah. Shocker. No, fuck off.
You know
Electro.
What happens when electricity hits a spider?
The same thing as a frog, which is the same thing as everything
else. God, I hope that's a line in the movie.
Fuck you, Halle Berry.
I get to see Jamie Foxx deliver that.
Hey, dog, you know what happens to a spider when it's hit by electricity? The same thing that happens to a frog, which is the same thing that happens to everything else. Bad boys for life. And then he walks
off.
That's
Will Smith.
Jamie Foxx has range. Right, he played a really nervous man in Collateral.
And it was fantastic.
And then he played a really blind man in
Grey.
Soup's blind.
He could pull off really electric man.
In Spider-Man.
In green spandex.
In Spider-Man.
God.
I was just cleaning this tank full of electric eels and I fell in. Aw, shit.
I had to mute my mic for a second.
We broke Gabe.
Please let that be his origin story.
That
cleaning
don't
match,
tell me that
that's
actually
all
is.
Into aquarium.
That's what happened. No, I hope someone put this clip up on YouTube. But if you look at Spectacular Spider-Man, it's so funny how they did Elektra. Because he's working at Dr. Connors' lab, and then all of a sudden some electric eels, like, shock him while he's cleaning the tank. And he's like, oh, God! And he's all, like, falling backwards. And then he hits the, like, jump box, or what is it called? The fucking electrocution box? Who are you?
The box of electricity stuff.
Yeah, he, well, he, like, walks backwards and crashes into that, and then just gets full-on electrocuted, and then he falls forward and smashes the tank with his face, just gets covered in water, and then it's just, it's like slapstick. He's just more and more electrocution, and he just, it's funny as hell. But yeah, he wakes up in the hospital, and he's just made of electricity.
So he's like static shock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for he's not, he doesn't gotta be a superhero. Gotta be static shock.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's all questions from Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, that's all the questions we got this week.
Okay.
You bunch of lazy right. bums.
Ooh, you tell him, Ryan. Tell him.
Your Jamie Foxx voice.
Oh, no. You guys are a bunch of lazy bums. Need to write in at mail at Game.
Said Jamie Foxx, not Michael Jackson.
Yeah, yeah. What is that?
No, Michael Jackson talks like this.
Oh no! Fox. What's happening? I'm so scared. I'm so scared. What's happening?
Man, so you're sorry. An adult. You're a buster.
Yes.
I was cleaning the tank and I fell in.
Oh. You sound right, more like Aunt May from fucking Spider-Man. Everybody needs Spider-Mans.
Even Spider-Mans. Everybody needs Spider-Mans.
While we're talking about Spider-Man anyways, you know, we really need another villain like fucking Norman Osborn.
No, we need another Willem Dafoe.
They need to recast Willem Dafoe again.
Willem Dafoe. Absolutely. He was the best thing that ever happened to the Sam Raimi movies.
Yes. It's his Betsy Spine.
Sleep.
Now choose. What did he say?
We are who we choose to be. Bug. Bug. Right now. I remember seeing that scene where, like, you know, Spider-Man's all, like, drowsy on the bed, or on the bed, on the fucking rooftop, and Green Goblin's just, like, he just casually, like, leans over next to him and bops him on the head, and he's like, me and you, we're not too different. It's like, shaking his head while he's talking, and I remember seeing that in theaters, and the guy behind me was hysterical, just fucking losing it.
I remember seeing that.
And as a kid, I was like, As a kid, I was like, this is so awesome, this is Spider-Man. And I was like, why is that guy laughing? This is crazy.
Funny story, after me and Javi saw it in theaters, we couldn't find a ride home.
Yeah. We were so young.
Fuck.
We were Gabe's age.
It's true. No, we're like 12.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah. Gabe's a really smart kid.
Peter, it's me.
Hey, is someone here?
Housekeeping!
Huh?
Is it the Itsy Bitsy Spider?
Hello.
Hey, hello.
How you doing? It's been a while. It's been like a little bit, I don't know, a couple
it's
days.
It's been like a couple days.
I tweeted at you when I was drunk.
Yes, he did. I remember that now.
Hello.
So, Ryan.
Oh, you want me? Okay. Hey, you guys, if you want to, you should follow us on Twitter. It's at GameOverNation. At GameOverNation. Just GameOverNation. There's no .com on that. Just at GameOverNation. You can follow all
of
us.
Sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. You can follow all of us on Twitter. I am at Airstrike Rhino. Javi is at HaviG0N. Dylan, what are you now? Are you still Dr. Raw Dog again? Are you back to that?
I'm back to Dr. Raw Dog.
He's back to his
Dr.
roots.
Dog.
He's back to his raw dogging roots.
And then and you can follow Gabe at RabbitWombat9. Be sure to check out some of the videos we have. We've been doing we've done one video podcast now, and we're gonna have another up, correct, Gabe? That's your
I never stop, baby.
You're watching
never
it right
stop.
Now.
Yeah, hopefully you're watching it right now. And if you're not, you know, clearly you've downloaded the podcast and we appreciate that. If you want to send in mail at GameOverNation.com. Yeah, we have the website, which is GameOverNation.com. Like us on Facebook. Give us some money. Hit the donate button. Tell all your friends. to come check us out because we're super cool. I guess that's it. Did I miss anything?
Yeah, if you want to learn more about The Amazing Spider-Man 2, check out Jamie Foxx on IMDb.
How could I forget? Sorry, guys.
Until then, that is the end of episode 66 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez, with all these guys, Ryan, Gabe, Dylan, and we will see you guys next week.
Outs, are we?